Thanks, Natalie. Flying trapezes, tree climbing, flying cows. What's all this about? Well, all this year, as many of you know, we've had a small group charged with coming up with some new and creative ideas to make our Sunday morning experience here at WUU even more welcoming. We've been talking about this a lot. If you were able to be part of last Sunday's cafe conversation, or if you took a look at the email that we shared with our mailing list this week, you know that our board has asked our two services task force to figure out how can we do a new thing? How can we change things up so that our early service is family friendly and has great music and draws a bigger crowd that will feel welcoming to visitors? How can we do that and make sure that you all, our second service, stays lively and vibrant and has plenty of room for new people? That's our challenge. Now we have a proposal on the table. You've probably heard the big idea, but I'll recap it. The big idea that we're proposing is to shift our religious education program for children and youth so that it will happen in between the two services, so that families can go to either service, either the late or the early. We want to have childcare during the services for all those younger kids who aren't quite ready to sit still for an hour. Musically, while our choir, we hope, will continue to anchor the second service as they do so beautifully, we want to build a great music program at the early service by inviting in our solo performers, our guitarists, our singers. That's the big idea on the table. It's new. It's different somewhat. We've started to roll it out to you. And now this is the time where we are looking to this congregation for feedback, for questions, for all of your ideas about how can we make this new thing better. So to everyone who has already shared your feedback, we thank you. Please keep it coming. Those of us on the task force do feel hopeful that this is going to be a great change for our congregation. But also, I won't lie, it's a little scary. It's a risk, just like any big new thing that we decide to try together. Not too long after the task force started to work, I started to have a series of dreams at night, a recurring sort of dream of acrobats suddenly appearing in our worship service. Circus-type people doing all sorts of tumbling tricks, building big human pyramids, that kind of thing. And after the second or third dream, I realized, oh, this whole two services project is feeling like a bit of a high-wire act. It's exciting, the stakes are high, we don't want to fall. And that's when I remember the reading that Natalie shared with us a little bit ago, The Parable of the Trapeze by Dinan Perry. Again, hear his words. Every once in a while, as I'm swinging along, I look out and I see another trapeze bar swinging toward me. This new trapeze bar has my name on it. It is my next step, my growth, my aliveness coming to get me. This new thing that we're inventing together, this whole Sunday morning project, I believe it is our next step, our growth, our aliveness coming to get us. I actually think this congregation set this new trapeze bar in motion the moment that you committed to expand this building. You've created some incredible spaces here, the classroom wing, the gathering hall, the little sanctuary. And with all this commitment and all this new reality, you pretty much guaranteed that more and more people would be drawn here, and that is happening. That's the good news. You already had a message that so many people need. That message that says, you are loved and your life matters. You can make a difference in this world, and together we can do even more. This is not a new message. You have been living it and preaching it ever since this congregation was born 30 years ago. Ever since then, people have been showing up and saying, yes, I want to be a part of that. Over the years, you've had to make some pretty big leaps of faith already to keep growing and keep making room for everybody who wants to be here. This congregation launched itself out on a trapeze 30 years ago. And it didn't take long before you saw another trapeze bar swinging toward you. The vision of a campus of your own right here on Ironbound Road. Your next step, your growth, your aliveness coming to get you. You reached out and grasped that new trapeze. You built this sanctuary, a home for your spirits, a base camp for your mission. Years later, you saw yet another trapeze bar come swinging your way. Time to build again. And you did. You saw that next step, your growth, your aliveness coming to get you, and you reached out for it. You worked, you planned, you gave toward it. You knew it was a leap of faith, and you did it anyway. And you made it. What you've created here is breathtaking. It's bold. With the commitment to this new space, you set yourself very firmly on a trajectory of growth and aliveness. And now, it's time to leap again. A new trapeze bar is swinging toward us, calling us to leap into the next chapter of our growth and our aliveness. Calling us once more to risk leaping toward a new thing for the sake of so many people of all ages who need to hear what we live and preach each week, that they are loved, that their life matters, that they can make a difference in this world, and together we can do even more. That call to leap again. Is it scary? You bet. Is it a risk? Absolutely. But I know you can do it. It is woven so deep into the DNA of this congregation. You remember our wisdom story this morning about Tina the cow. Tina, who believed she could climb trees and make friends with dragons and even fly. Well, here's what I think. I think that if there were a Tina the Flying Cow award for congregations, you would have already won it. Because in a world that so often says, impossible, ridiculous, nonsense, over and over, you have said, yes, why not? You have said, we can't wait to see what else is possible. And yet, even as we celebrate all these positive possibilities, aren't we all at least a little bit haunted by the possibility of failure? Whatever flies can fall. Maybe it's better to stick with the solid, familiar ground. We all know what it's like to feel scared and unsure and tentative about taking a new step. For some, it's a new job or a new school, a new relationship, a new home. It's all change. And it's all scary, even if we know we want it. Here in this congregation, we're asking all of us to do a scary thing, to try something we've never tried before, to risk, knowing that when we leap, we might fall. I can't tell you with 100% certainty that this new Sunday morning plan is going to work any more than any of us ever know how it's going to work out when we take a risk and make a change. I think it's going to work. I really do. I think we're going to grab that trapeze bar and come up swinging beautifully. But I don't know. It's possible that this new trapeze bar could slip out of our grasp. We might fall. And then where would we be? Falling into what Danan Perry calls the void of unknowing. That dark, formless place where we don't know where to go or what to do. We human beings don't like that void place, most of us. We spend a lot of our lives trying to stay out of the void, that place of unknowing and confusion. But the deep spiritual traditions of the world want us to know something else about that void. Listen to the Tao Te Ching from China, which says, "The Tao, the source of all things, is like a well. It is like the eternal void, filled with infinite possibilities." Or listen to the very first words of the Bible. "In the beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth was a formless void, and darkness covered the face of the deep." Or the French poet Baudelaire, who speaks of that which is formless and multiformed. Formless and many-formed. In the deepest spiritual sense, the void of unknowing is also a sea of pure creativity, vast, limitless, formless creativity. When you fall in this physical world, yes, your body can be hurt. Nobody wants that. But when you fall spiritually into that void of unknowing, when you try something and it doesn't work and you feel lost, let yourself fall. You will find yourself falling into the most loving space you can possibly imagine. Pure possibility, primal creativity, the universal mother of all things, the place where new energy and new ideas are born. When you fall spiritually, it is not failing. It is the opposite of failing. It's letting go and trusting that something new is going to be born in you as you rest in that sea of pure creativity. You will be given another start, a fresh direction, a new trapeze bar whenever you are ready to climb up and start swinging again. So don't be afraid. Come and fly with the dragons. Come swing on that trapeze and know that even if we fall, it will be well. Dare to reach out for your next step, your growth, your aliveness coming to get you. Come, let's see what else is possible. So may it be. Bless you all, and bless this congregation as we fly.